E Street Radio presents Bruce Springsteen, from my home to yours on E Street Radio.
Guested with us down south in the E Street Band with Double Shot of My Baby's Love. Greetings, fans, friends, freaks, and listeners at home in the USA and around the world. We're coming to you from Stonehill Studios via E Street Radio on Satellite XM. And we are so glad to be here with you today with Volume 25 of From My Home to Yours, titled Frat Party. Let's get with it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Was the Immortal Surfin' Bird by a group with one of the greatest names in rock and roll, the Trash Men, sung in a state of transcendental grace by their drummer and vocalist Steve Warer. This wild motherfucker of a record reached number 4 on the charts. Impossible to believe. And as far as I know, they never had a comparable hit. How do you follow up perfection? One and done? Put this record in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Six Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians, another one of the coolest monikers in rock and roll history, by one of the coolest frontmen in rock and roll. It is absolutely, perhaps the ultimate organ lick of all time. The song was written by Question Mark, Rudy Martinez, in 1962 in his manager's living room. It was recorded in Bay City, Michigan. Rumor, the original title was 69 Tears, but it was changed due to fear it would be banned from the radio. I don't know why. So came 96 Tears, and once again, immortality and one of rock's most mysterious frontmen awaited. Here's Farmer John, one of the most fabulous party sound records that we stole quite a bit of for Sherry Darling, ourselves, with one of the greatest introductions. Has anybody seen Kosher Pickle Harry? Tell him Herbert's looking for him. I'll let the band introduce themselves.
Has anybody seen Kosher Pickle Harry?
No!
If you see him, tell him that Herbert is looking for him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The premiere! Yeah!
Farmer John.
That was brothers Lawrence Perez and John Perez on lead guitar and drums, respectively. It was producer Billy Cardenas who suggested doing the song in an East L.A. style similar to Louie Louie. It was Billy Cardenas performing its spectacular opening monologue. And though the record sounds totally live, it was recorded at Stereo Masters Studio in Hollywood with the all-girl Chevelle's Car Club supplying the spectacular background brawl. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, not out of Egypt, but Dallas, Texas, Domingo Sam Samudio wrote this masterpiece and recorded it in Memphis at the Sam C. Phillips, yep, that's Sam Phillips, recording studio. This studio was the successor to Sam's original Sun Studios. Woolly Bully sold 3 million copies and was a worldwide success, reaching number 2 in America. The song was the first American record to sell during the British invasion. Greatness cannot be stopped. Mixing British rock sound with traditional Mexican-American canuto rhythms, it stayed in the Hot 100 for 18 weeks and in our hearts and souls forever. With its great opening count and Tex-Mex rhythms, it became one of the most recognizable openings in rock and roll history. Do it, Sam!
Uno, dos,
One, two, tres, cuatro. Oh.
That was the classic Money, performed by the Flaming Groobies out of San Francisco, formed in 1965, one of the early forerunners of power pop and punk. Here's the Fleshtones with Lee Dorsey's Ride Your Pony. I love that version. It just swings. CBGB alumni, they had a long career of excellent, excellent records. Check out the Fleshtones. Let's go to Philly. Formed at Overbrook High School in Philadelphia as a doo-wop group, the Brooktones, they changed their names and had a national hit with the Bristol Stomp. You Can't Sit Down was an E Street Band barn burner of an encore for quite a few years. Of course, my man Little Steven Van Zandt played and traveled with the Dovells for a number of years. With its great organ and frenetic pace, it is a guaranteed showstopper. Get out of your seats!
Hey, pretty baby!
You can't sit
up. Don't you hear the drummer thumping?
You can't sit up.
You gotta shake it like a crazy.
You can't sit up.
'Cause the band is saying something.
You can't sit up.
Everybody is a jumping.
You can't sit up.
You gotta slap, bop, flip, flop, hip hop all around.
You can't sit up. You can't sit up.
You gotta move, move, move around and around.
You can't sit up. You can't sit up.
You gotta fly, fly, fly way off the ground.
They're putting down a crazy sound.
No, no, you can't sit down. No, no, you can't sit down. When you're on South Street,
you can't sit up.
And the band is really booting.
You can't sit up.
You hear the hippie with the backbeat.
You can't sit up.
And you see the gang of grooving.
You can't sit up.
I gotta get your motor moving.
You can't sit up.
You gotta make it, break it, shake it all around.
You can't sit up. You can't sit up.
You gotta move, move, move.
Land of a Thousand Dances, Cannibal and the Headhunters were one of the first Mexican-American groups to have a national hit record. They were an opening act for the Beatles' second American tour. They were discovered by Rampart's record owner, Eddie Davis. They were among the 1960s Mexican-American musicians and singers who pioneered the East Side sound of Los Angeles. Francisco Mario, Frankie Cannibal Garcia, founded the group in 1964. They came from the Ramona Gardens and Estrada Courts housing projects of East L.A. They were inspired by the African-American doo-wop groups in their neighborhood before honing their own sound of doo-wop and garage rock in East L.A. They played the historic Beatles Shea Stadium concerts, but will always be remembered for na 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 na. Enough said. This song was simply another one of the E Street Band's favorite early live encores, copped simultaneously by the version of the Kingsmen and, of course, the Righteous Brothers. Little Latin Loopy Lou was written by a 19-year-old Bill Medley in 1962 and was the song that launched their careers. He said the song was inspired by a girl he dated at Santa Ana High School in California named Lupe Laguna, whose nickname was Loopy Lou, who loved to dance. Well, she danced straight into rock and roll history with this one.
Loopy Lou. I'll shake it, shake it, shake it.
Righteous Brothers, but where would we be if we didn't include this next song? It simply hits too fucking hard. Let's hear it. The Romantics with their ass kicking, hard rocking What I Like About You out of Detroit, Michigan. Where else? What I can't believe is this song only made it to number 49 on the Billboard chart. What is the matter with people? There will never be peace on earth with that kind of judgment, people. The Romantics, one fuck of a job, boys. P.S., another great vocal sung by a drummer. Mighty Max, your day will come. This next song is one of my favorite completely nonsense syllable songs that makes absolute sense. I mean, you know what she's saying. You put the shamalama in my ramalama ding dong.
Shamalama, baby, ramalama ding dong. Hey! You put the ooh-ma-ma back into my smile, child. That is why you are my sugar loo-bee-doo.
Yeah.
If I searched this whole
Oh,
That's our show for today. I just want you to drink beer and go apeshit listening to this music. Go in peace.
Listen to this show anytime, anywhere with the SXM app. Just search Bruce Springsteen.